Dr. Griffin's office, Judy speaking. Yes?
Oh, great!
Say, you sound a little upset.
Oh, dear. How did that happen?
The Vaseline Program, the only program in radio where the audience writes the script. And tonight, Hollywood gets the spotlight, with the honors and the prize money going to Robert Jackman, 1821 North New Hampshire Street, for his melodrama, Forbidden Hill. Jean Hersholt is starred as Dr. Christian, and Rosemary DeCamp plays Judy Price.
Imagine on the waffle iron. Well, Grace, have you done anything for the burn? You dressed it immediately with Vaseline petroleum jelly, I couldn't have done better myself. But you see, medical journals all through the war report the most remarkable recoveries resulted from a new burn treatment that includes petroleum jelly as a surface treatment. Well, my dear, Vaseline petroleum jelly is the world's leading brand. None better. The moment anyone gets a minor burn, just cover it with Vaseline petroleum jelly on fine mesh gauze. Bandage firmly, not tightly. Oh, yes, if the burn is deep or covers a wide area, always call a doctor. And, Grace, check your supply of Vaseline petroleum jelly often. By the way, Grace, you know the Red Cross drive is on, and this year they're asking for $100 million to carry on their services, including servicemen overseas, hospitalized veterans, and peacetime services. This is the most worthwhile cause there is. I know you're planning to contribute. You will? Oh, that's swell. If everybody would be as generous as you, we'd make our $100 million in no time. Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
And now for the play Forbidden Hill. And the opening scene takes place in Dr. Christian's familiar office in the old White House on the corner of State Street and the River Road in River's End.
Good morning, Dr. Christian. You look bright and cheery for such a dismal day.
Morning, Judy. Well, one doesn't have to feel like the weather, you know.
Oh, I suppose not. Did you know you have a patient in the outer office to see you?
This early? Who is it?
I don't know. She must be a stranger in River's End. I'll find out as soon as I put my coat away.
Stranger, eh? She can't be very sick to come to see me on such a morning as this.
Oh, now don't get the curiosity all upset. I'll see what's wrong with her.
Oh, no, Judy. I am the doctor. I'll see what's wrong with her. Good morning. Will you step in here, please? This certainly is a downpour. Can't say a bath will do my car any harm, though.
You don't remember me, do you, Doctor?
Remember you? Let me see. You do look familiar. You're not... Yes, I remember you. You're Margaret Anderson.
Yes, Doctor. It's been 14 years since I left River's End.
Well, this is a surprise. Have you come back to River's End to live?
Yes. I've had our old home on Cedar Hill renovated.
Excuse me. This is Judy Price, my secretary.
How do you do, Mrs. Anderson? Welcome back to River's End.
Thank you.
14 years. Well, tell me, how did the town look to you after 14 years?
The town hasn't changed much, but I hope the people have.
I hope your family is all right.
That's what I've come to see you about. May I talk to you alone?
Oh, I'll be in the laboratory, Doctor.
No, I do.
Do you remember why I left River's End, Doctor?
Yes, I remember.
And the rest of the town will also remember.
14 years is a long time, Mrs. Anderson.
Not long enough to forget.
Why have you come back to River's End?
That I'd rather not discuss. I've brought Roderick with me.
Don't you think that's rather a poor way to help the town to forget?
Nevertheless, he is with me and will need the care of a physician. Will I be able to count on you?
I'm a doctor. My services are available to anyone and everyone.
Thank you. Could you call this afternoon?
Yes, I'll be making a call near Cedar Hill about 4:30. I'll be at your place at 5.
Thank you, Doctor. I'll see you then.
By the way, how's your husband?
He died just after we left River's End. Good morning, Doctor.
Well, she was an odd one.
I wonder why she came back.
Am I allowed to ask what this was all about?
Oh, I suppose I might as well tell you. Her brother, Roderick Cromwell, was found guilty of a terrible crime in River's End more than 20 years ago and was committed to an insane asylum.
Heavens, what did he do?
In my opinion, he was no more insane at the time than you or I. I examined him.
Oh, But what did he do?
I'm coming to that. He was tried in Center City. They brought in a psychiatrist from the state capital who said Roderick's mind was deranged. Ah, what with the oratory of the high-priced lawyers and some jurors suddenly having their prestige in the community increased, instead of the electric chair, he ended up in the state asylum.
But what did he do?
Several innocent schoolchildren picking berries near the old well at Cedar Hill were found dead. And the analysis showed there was poison in the well. Well, as I remember, Roderick, he wasn't a very friendly soul.
I can't understand why his sister would want to look after him and fight for him after what he did.
There was always a great bond between them. At the time she was able to chuckle, he used to watch over her constantly. He's probably just returning his kindness.
Well, we're coming to Cedar Hill now.
Rather forlorn-looking spot, isn't it?
Yes.
Those grounds have not been touched in 14 years.
Well, there's the house now.
Well, you'll soon be able to meet Roderick Cromwell.
Ooh, that house with all those trees growing so close gives me the creeps.
It certainly isn't a very pleasant atmosphere in which to be visiting a man who is supposed to be crazy.
Oh, it would only stop raining.
Well, here we are. Make a dash for the porch. I'll be right behind you.
Ooh, well, we made it.
Yes. Ring the bell.
There. It's awfully quiet in there. You suppose they're not home?
Well, Mrs. Anderson knew it was coming. Try it again.
All right. Perhaps the bell doesn't work.
That's possible. I'll knock.
Well, that should stir somebody.
Well, if they don't come soon, we're going back before it gets dark. I'll try again.
Ooh, all these trees. It's almost like night here. If there was someone at home, surely they'd have a light on.
Yes, I guess you're right. Perhaps you'd better...
Oh, no! Dr. Christian, did you hear that?
How could I help but hear it?
Ooh. Suddenly I feel I don't care to meet Mr. Roderick Cromwell.
Well, at least we know there's someone in there.
Don't you think it'd be better to come back another time when it isn't raining?
Oh, nonsense, Judy. Shh. Someone is coming to the door.
What do you want?
Do you remember me, Roderick?
What do you want?
Your sister asked me to come and see you.
My sister should mind her own business.
Well, of all the...
Well, you didn't exactly seem pleased to see us.
Dr. Christian, that scream was a woman.
Yes, Judy. Mr. Roderick Cromwell is going to have colos whether he likes it or not.
Suppose he doesn't answer.
Oh, he'll answer because I'll keep knocking until he does.
Well, save your knuckles, Doctor, because he won't answer.
Judy, we've got to get in there. Something's wrong.
Uh-oh, someone's coming again.
Can't you understand when you're not wanted here?
I'd like to see Mrs. Anderson.
She's not at home.
Well, who was it that screamed?
You must be hearing things. There's no one here but me.
You're lying. Did you think you heard a woman scream?
It was I who heard scream, Dr. Christian. I burned myself on the stove. I'm sorry to have caused you the trouble of coming here, but we won't need you. Good day, Dr. Christian.
Well, how do you like that?
I don't like it. Come along, Judy. We're going home.
Oh, good morning, Dr. Christian.
Good morning, Judy.
Do you know you have a visitor out there waiting to see you?
I have, eh? A visitor already?
Yes, it's Roderick Cromwell.
What?
See for yourself.
Well, I wonder what he wants.
You don't want me to go ask him, do you?
No, Judy, I'll ask him. Well, what can I do for you, Mr. Cromwell?
Why did you come to Cedar Hill yesterday?
It was a professional call at the request of your sister.
What did she want?
She merely said you needed a doctor.
There's nothing wrong with me, and I don't need a doctor.
I'm not so sure of that.
When I was released from the state asylum 11 years ago, I was pronounced cured. My sister still thinks I'm insane.
You never were insane.
Sane or not, I'm warning you to stay away from Cedar Hill.
I remember you had signs on Cedar Hill to that effect 14 years ago. Well, perhaps it's I who should warn you that the people of this town are not apt to forget what happened then, and that it is you who should have stayed away from Riversend.
Cedar Hill is our home, and we intend to live there, unmolested.
Oh, Roderick's such a pleasant fellow. He's just the type you'd like to take home to meet your mother.
Now, why do you suppose he's so set against me visiting Cedar Hill?
Well, from the sound of that scream we heard yesterday, I'd say he doesn't want a referee while he's beating up his sister.
Ah, there's more to it than that, Judy.
I still think he's crazy.
No, he's not crazy, Judy. There's something wrong with him.
Well, anyway, Dr. Krishna, I'm glad we're not going out to Cedar Hill again. That's a job for the police. Hello, Dr. Krishna's office. Yes, yes, just a minute. For you, Doctor.
Thank you. Hello? Yes, Mrs. Anderson. What? Well, don't you think you should call the police? Yes. Yes, all right. Goodbye.
Oh, if you're going to Cedar Hill again, I'm going too.
You think you should, Judy?
Well, we're going to invite the police to go with us, aren't we?
No. Mrs. Anderson says Roderick is away and she wants to talk to me while he's not around.
Oh, why couldn't she come here to talk? It's much more pleasant.
Well, she says Roderick will beat her if she leaves the house.
Oh. Well, can't you take along just one little policeman?
No, she's afraid if they find out Roderick beats her, they'll send him back to the asylum. She doesn't want that. He's all she has. She seems to think I can help him.
We'll probably drive all the way up there in the rain again and not be able to get in.
Well, maybe. It's a chance we ought to take. Run, Judy. I'm right behind you.
Oh. Well, here we are again.
You're not scared, are you, Judy?
Oh, Dr. Krishna, you know I'm scared. Roderick seemed pretty emphatic when he told you to stay away from here. A very strong feeling we shouldn't have come. Ooh, this weather.
Someone is coming. Oh, good morning, Mrs. Anderson. For a while, we thought no one was home.
I was asleep.
Oh, is Roderick home?
No, he isn't.
Well, aren't you going to ask us in?
Yes, come in.
Whew, terrible weather we are having.
Yes, it is. This hall is quite damp. If you'll just come into the living room.
Do you think it's rather dark in here, Mrs. Anderson?
I shall light some candles. The electricity isn't working.
Thank you.
If you'll just sit down, I'll get you some hot tea.
Oh, that'll be very nice. Dr. Krishna, I don't think she wanted us here.
She didn't act very glad to see us after calling and asking me to come right over.
Perhaps she was hoping you'd come alone.
Maybe.
Oh, how on earth can she live here? House is enough to drive anyone crazy. Must certainly love that brother of hers to put up with a place like this.
It isn't very cheerful.
She's been asleep. Why would she go to sleep when she just called you a short time ago to come right over?
I think I have an idea what this is all about, but I'm not certain. We'll find out while we are here this time, I'm sure. If I'm right, there's a lot of people in this town who are going to feel mighty peculiar about it.
About what? You mean there's something more to this than Roderick's beating us?
Yes, Judy, much more. Oh.
Here's your tea. I'll pour it for you. Miss Price?
Thank you.
Dr. Christian?
Oh, thank you.
It's Roderick. Put your tea down and go into the other room, quickly.
No, Mrs. Anderson, we are staying right here.
Go into the other room. It's dangerous, I tell you.
No, we are not leaving this room.
Margaret. Margaret, where are you?
In here, Roderick.
Well, Doctor, so you're here again. You seem to have taken my warning very lightly.
No, I took it very seriously. That's why I'm here.
We'll see about that.
Good thing I hit him over the head with that bookend, Dr. Christian.
Well, fortunately, he's only dazed.
Fortunately? You mean I shouldn't have hit him?
We'll see, Judy. There's something I must do as soon as I get back to the office. Drive faster, Judy. It's urgent.
Well, Dr. Christian, how are your experiments coming?
I was right, Judy. There was poison in that tea she gave us.
What? You mean she tried to poison us?
Yes, Judy. When Roderick knocked that tea out of our hands, it spilled all over my coat.
Oh. Well, did you suspect there was poison in the tea?
Yes.
Oh, knock him out when he was only trying to save our lives.
Yes, Judy. You see, when Mrs. Anderson came in here yesterday, I had a sudden suspicion. I knew Roderick Crummell was completely sane 14 years ago, and he was sane when I talked to him this morning. The one who is not sane is Mrs. Anderson.
Oh, you mean it was she?
Yes, Judy. It was Mrs. Anderson and not her brother Roderick who poisoned those children years ago. Because Roderick has always loved and looked after his sister, he had let himself be persecuted on her behalf.
Why should she be so anxious to get you to come to Cedar Hill? And what was all that about him beating her?
Probably in her warped mind, she imagined he was beating her. As for wanting me to come to Cedar Hill, one of the things he had probably remembered all these years is the fact that I was so emphatic that Roderick was not insane. I suppose he always thought I would someday bring harm to Roderick.
Well, there's a fire alarm. No, not our number, thank goodness. Well, tell me, Doctor, were you convinced at the time that Roderick poisoned the children?
No, Judy, I wasn't. I felt whoever had done it was quite mad. And I knew there was nothing like that wrong with Roderick. But he would not plead innocent. Just kept silent during the entire investigation.
Why did you think the person who did it was insane?
Well, there used to be a water pump halfway up the hill where the children used to steal up to pick berries. Only someone with a twisted mind would put poison in the water when they knew the children would come there.
But, Dr. Christian, why did they suspect Roderick?
Because he had signs all over the hill to keep up, and he had admonished the children on several occasions.
Oh.
Evidently, it was then he had realized his sister's condition and what she was liable to do. All this is really beginning to show on Roderick. He'll be much better off if...
I'll get it.
Never mind. Dr. Christian speaking. Yes? What? Are you sure? Yes, yes. Thanks for calling. I'll be right out. Judy, you better stay here to answer the phone. I'll be back soon.
That's the second alarm. Let me count.
It's no need to count. It's the house in Cedar Hill.
Oh. Oh, your bag's all ready. Don't you think I ought to go with you?
Well, we have visitors.
May my sister and I come in, Dr. Christian?
Why, certainly. Do you know your house is on fire?
Yes, I know. My sister lit it. Didn't you, Margaret?
Yes, Roderick. But why?
She has a habit of doing things she shouldn't. A very bad habit. I've tried every way I can to control it all these years. She tried to poison you today.
Yes, I know.
So your interest is in my sister instead of me. I didn't know you suspected. And I won't have to confess what you already know.
What made you come here tonight?
The fire. It seemed to bring me to the realization at last that Margaret belongs with people who can help her.
Look, Doctor, Mrs. Anderson has fallen asleep in her chair.
She always sleeps like a baby after one of those outbreaks. She'll be tractable and apparently sane now for days.
Poor soul. And you protected her all these years.
Yes, it was my mother's dying wish. Margaret had always been emotionally unstable. My mother thought she was doing the best thing for us.
What are you going to do now?
Is it too much to ask you to get in touch with the proper authorities?
I'll be very happy to do that. Judy, get Judge Hill on my private wire, will you?
Oh.
Then ask the hospital to send an ambulance.
Yes, Doctor.
And call the hotel and get a room for Mr. Crumble.
All right.
Oh, what a colossal fool I've been not to face this thing before.
Maybe your judgment was faulty, Roderick, but your courage and self-sacrifice will surely be your redemption.
The curtain descends on another Dr. Christian prize play with our star, Gene Hirschold, waiting to greet you. Men, thousands of people have dry scalp. You may have it and not even realize it. Is your hair dry, unruly? Does it shed dandruff flakes? If you've noticed any of these signs of dry scalp, start using Vaseline Hair Tonic. Vaseline Hair Tonic checks dry scalp quickly, easily, by supplementing natural scalp oil. It contains no alcohol or other drying ingredients. Yes, Vaseline Hair Tonic works with nature, not against it. Just 5 drops a day, check dry scalp, give your hair a neat, well-groomed look. Used with massage before shampooing, Vaseline Hair Tonic loosens dandruff, relieves itchy tightness. Your scalp feels better, your hair looks better. Natural, lustrous, really good-looking. Vaseline Hair Tonic gives double care to both scalp and hair. Remember, more men use Vaseline Hair Tonic today than any other hair tonic in America. Try it. Vaseline Hair Tonic is one of the many Vaseline brand products made by the Cheeseboro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline. And now, here is Gene Herschel.
Thank you very much. First, let me add my plea to Judy's. The Red Cross deserves your wholehearted support. Give freely as much as you possibly can. Tonight's play was by Robert Jackman of Hollywood, who works for Walt Disney. This is his first radio play, and it serves to emphasize again that talent is where you find it. And that's the reason behind the establishment of the annual Dr. Christian Award. It provides an opportunity for new writers, as well as established writers, to get into the radio writing field. The award pays $2,000 for the best script submitted for the Dr. Christian program, and from $150 to $350 for others selected for presentation on the program. The competition is open to all. It closes April 7, 1946. So if you care to try your luck, write for the folder of rules to the Dr. Christian Award, 17 State Street, New York, 4, New York. Next week, we plan to present a delightful comedy called One for the Money by Francis Hayes of Decatur, Illinois. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday evening to the Vaseline program, same time and same station. Until then, I'll say good night.
Are your lips chapped? For quick relief or quick healing, get Vaseline Lip Ice. With Vaseline Lip Ice, healing begins almost instantly. Only 10 and 25 cents at your druggist. Ask for Vaseline Lip Ice. Remember, if you want to enter the $2,000 Dr. Christian script competition, write for the folder of rules to Dr. Christian Award, 17 State Street, New York 4, New York. Art Gilmore speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.